And this is happening on a mass scale within our country. Hello everyone, thanks for watching. Today's video, just want to share our thoughts on something that's happening locally here in Canada. It's called the Freedom Convoy 2022. There's a lot of press that has been recently received in mainstream media. I don't think what's being reported in the mainstream media is 100% accurate. So we want to share with you our perspectives on things. And I realize some of you are not from Canada, but you might find this interesting. And for Canadian viewers, we want to encourage you.
Mm-hmm. So basically what is happening is there have been some heavy mandates placed upon many different Canadians here. And particularly right now, the truckers are not allowed to continue working.
We have to be careful what we say on YouTube or else we're censored here. Truckers can't continue their jobs unless they get a...
And there are many, many companies here in Canada where that is a similar case. But for some reason, the truckers have decided to come together and to do a peaceful protest where they are all traveling from all different corners of Canada and meeting in Ottawa on January 29th in order to show protest to our government and encouraging them to release these mandates.
And I would have to agree that some of these mandates are a great political overreach by our government. We know families who they've lost their job because they feel like they had no choice in the matter. And so we know many families, friends of ours, who were coerced and received what they did not want to receive in their body because they thought, well, if I lose my job, I can't pay my mortgage and then and we lose everything. Mm-hmm. So there's people out there who say, well, no, you got the choice of whether or not you receive that thing into your body or not. Mm-hmm. There's not much of a choice when you're cornered into a position where you either receive it or you lose everything. Mm-hmm. And that's the position of many. And that's what I think we believe is wrong. This is not an anti message at all, because we believe that a person should have a choice to be able to choose to receive something or not. What is greatly immoral is forcing, manipulating, coercing a person to do something that they otherwise would not want to do. And this is happening on a mass scale within our country. I think about a conversation we just had with our friend who has just lost his job because his refusal to receive this thing. And I asked him, well, what about the employees? He's a federal worker. And his the people that he works with, none of them that he's aware of wanted to receive that thing, but they felt like they had no choice. And that is what is greatly concerning. Mm-hmm. And so we have this great movement, a movement that has just started within Canada, and it's picking up steam. I think the mainstream media is labeling this as this fringe radical movement, even associated with... maybe even racism in some of the news stories. When we attended that rally...
Yesterday.
And
really, honestly, it's just like beautiful to see people happy and feeling like finally, like, this is the Canada that we can get behind because this is where freedom reigns. And I think even as Catholics, God has given us freedom. Mm-hmm. And that is... truly a gift, and to infringe on a person's freedom is wrong.
Yeah, and when you do that, you're really treating a person like an animal. One of the things that why we have such a dignity as people, as a person, is because we can choose. We can think rationally. And these heavy-handed mandates is basically the government saying, you're not smart enough to figure this out on your own, so we're going to manipulate you and force you into a corner. You know what? If a person wants to receive something or doesn't, that should be left up to the individual, and they should be able to be allowed to form their conscience.
Right, and to be given the proper information to discern what is right and what is wrong without anybody being, any information being, what's the word that I'm looking for? you know, suppressed. Like, people should have the truth and know exactly what is happening to their bodies.
So regarding some of the mandates, in case you're not familiar what's happening in Canada, you can't step onto a plane unless you have that thing in your body. You can't go to restaurants. You can't
go to movie theaters. You can't go to public facilities like gyms, pools.
Can't go to Costco in Quebec. You can't go to some grocery stores, depending on what province you find yourself in.
You can't attend mass in some dioceses or parishes.
Mm-hmm. You can't go to university. University students who have started their courses now can't finish if they don't want to receive that. University professors are being manipulated and forced out of their jobs.
And some people are still allowed to do the testing option, but even that, like, there's an extreme cost involved in that, and I know that it's becoming more and more difficult for some people to be getting these tests.
Yeah, young people can't participate in some places in public sports unless they also have that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's... This is not healthy for society to force to separate a group of people into the haves and the have-nots, to force a group of people to have certain papers to be able to participate in society. History does not look kindly upon countries who have implemented such regulations. The comparison is not exactly perfect if we look back throughout history. We're inching our way, though, into a place that is dangerous. I believe we're already in that place. When you restrict people's ability to worship, for example, you can't come into a church unless you have a certain piece of paper that shows you're worthy to come into a church. That's not good. You get chaos in a society when you push the God of order out. And so when it comes to these truckers, you know what? As long as this movement remains focused on standing up for the rights and freedoms of Canadians and vocalizing or trying to remove these heavy-handed mandates, I'm completely comfortable putting my support and my voice behind this. If it veers off the rails, well, then... It veers off the rails, and I would say, well, I'm not supporting this. And that's the danger of doing these kind of videos.
But because I know go ahead.
That's the danger of doing these kind of videos, because you don't know what it's going to become in the future. But as it is right now...
I think that's the intention of the people who are organizing this, is it's supposed to be a peaceful protest, and they don't want there to be any violence or any kind of, you know, anything that can cause danger to the public.
Yeah, I do want to just throw out there to those who watch the mainstream media in our country, it's not an accurate story. I was really surprised at what I saw last night, this fringe movement of a couple hundred, you know, truckers going on to Ottawa to do this protest. First of all, it's not a couple hundred. It could be one of the largest protests in Canadian history. A fringe movement does not raise $4.4 million.
In like a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I think this movement is doing is capturing common sense of Canadians, because you have two types, all kinds of Canadians as part of this, those who have received that thing and those who haven't, both recognizing the Canadians need a choice in the matter and that the heavy-handed mandates that we experience need to stop. Mm-hmm. And what's happening also, particularly, I think the breaking point is started to happen with the truckers is because it affects our food supply line, mm-hmm. or the chain, where in some provinces in Canada, there is now becoming a shortage in food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you had Jason Kenney in Alberta recently, you know, commenting publicly, the premier of that province. So this is not some sort of conspiracy theory. This does affect the lives
of everyone.
Of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so do these mandates.
Right. And even I know that it's also involving truckers in the States because they cross the border. And so I know that there are many truckers even coming from the United States to join the convoy going to Ottawa, because a lot of them can't cross over the border.
Mm-hmm. So for us, this is not a political thing. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this video. This is a right and wrong thing. This is a thing between good and evil, to force people to live in a way that their conscience says they should not live is wrong. And this is why we put our support behind what is happening as it currently sits. And anything else?
God's will be done in all things.
Thanks for watching, friends.